other day I was reading this shit. And it was talking about how white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up. No gangs beats rolled up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling through. Gotta get this money. I'm just crumbling through.
Boom. What's happening? What's happening? What is happening, man? This is episode 40, right?
Yeah.
40? Yeah. 40. So this episode 40. And, you know, our anniversary is coming up. Damn. You know, we're going to take a little summer vacation and then come back and celebrate it because we're going to, our anniversary will be, the 1st of June. God, now, you know, you start doing stuff. Now, I don't want to blame it on the weed. when you start doing stuff, man, you just start just doing it and just time just, you know, go by and whatnot. But anyway, what's up, Manel?
What's up, man?
Shit, ain't nothing. Chilling. If you, this summer, man, if y'all get a ticket to fly out to South America,
Uruguay.
You get a chance to go out there, you can smoke weed anyway. South America, Uruguay. Right now, with situation being, I don't know I'd be going anywhere, really, flying right now. Because they're acting a fool on these planes, ain't they?
Yeah.
Man, they're acting they're acting a damn ass on the planes. You know, I don't know if people just, you see the news where the dude from Montana, he body slammed the reporter.
Yeah, and he still won the election. Ah! The congressional seat, he still won it.
Man, that is the craziest thing.
But he said he had been being harassed. He caught a misdemeanor over it, but he still won it.
That is, I don't understand that. That's showing like, okay, now people have a license to do whatever they want to do now.
He shouldn't have did that. But it was amazing he can still win.
But now
you know when he gets in the office, he's ready to fight for what he believes in.
Okay, that was somebody in Montana.
Yeah.
Okay. The next reporter, you know, I don't know. Y'all better step. Because my man he got up off the ground. He's like, you broke my glasses. Like, dude, he just slammed you. Like, you crack his head open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
We're not going to talk about the slayoffs either.
The who?
The NBA slayoffs.
Ooh. Well, I mean, hey, it's right now. But you know what? This is out of every sport. This will be this is the first time ever that it has been a championship. These two teams three times. The trilogy. Boom. They won the first one, then Cleveland won the second one, and then now it's like, boom, who's gonna take it? And man, I really see them doing this at least 2 to 3 more times, being in the finals. Because who's gonna stop them? I mean, San Antonio, if it's always an if, you know, what's his name? He didn't mess up his ankle, you know, hey,
Leonard.
Right. You want to think they maybe, but man, the Warriors just a great shooting team, man. They just some good, good shooters over there, man. Good shoes. Speaking of Oakland and whatnot, subway into it. Man, I was on the YouTube. We need to get on there, man. We got to. I'm looking at everybody else's podcast. I'm seeing some growers on there. Some couple of dudes, man, I want to reach out to and get them on the podcast, talk to. But then I was listening to some. I was like, So I'm like, man, we can. You get this many views talking about nothing. I guess the same thing we do. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we're talking about.
I mean, but literally was talking about absolutely nothing. I was like, well, shit, we got to get on YouTube, man. We got to push this product so they can see it. I'm just like, okay, that's where it's going to. Like, it was fine doing the audio. It's now time to upgrade and start doing it. So, I mean, like, okay, what do we do? Cameras? Do we do? And I was thinking, now, why get all of that? All we need is a green screen. I mean, damn. Shit.
Yeah.
It's a camera right here. You know, this little digital camera. But nobody even use digital cameras no more. So you probably could find a pretty good, decent camera up in the pawn shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should be able to. And nowadays, you know, good camera. Especially around around this time. You know? Because, right after Christmas, people trade shit in or clean stuff. Old ex-boyfriends get kicked out the house. They didn't come back. You better give me my camera. Man, I'm gonna pawn this shit. You already owe me 2 months rent. I said I was gonna get a job. You never believed in me. You say you wanted to be a rescue elephant. That's not a job. Anyway, so, shit, man. Oh, hey, I'm gonna check this out, man. Now, tell me about this. This is still bothering me, man. My best friend, we grew up together. That's my boo, that's my ace, man. I'm talking about little kids, man, sixth grade now. Played basketball, and, you know what I mean? He called me a year ago. It's been about a year ago. You know, on the car phone. He was like, hey man, what's going on? And I'm sitting, I'm chilling, listening to some music. At the time, I'm listening to Anderson Paak, Anderson Paak, Malibu, not NX Warriors, but Malibu. I'm sitting up listening to Malibu, I'm smoking, and you know, I'm vibing. I was like, oh, say man, what's up? Man, ain't heard from you in a long time. You know, he live out there in DMV, that's, you know, that's DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And hey man, oh man, it's good, you know, I'm kind of lit. You know, say, hey man, I got my wife, you know, in the car. Hey, how you doing, Miss Lake? You know, my fiance, we're about to get married, man. I said, oh man, it's beautiful. You know, I'm smoking. Yeah, man, I'm sitting over here just smoking, man, chilling, man. It's a good day, man. Cause, you know, I'm just talking mad shit. Cause you know, we grew up together, so I'm talking mad shit. So man, that last wife you had, man, I ain't really like that broad, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I let it be known, you know, I said, I'm glad you stepped in. Now you the new lady, man, I ain't like that broad. And you know, congratulations, y'all. And then I'll start bringing up, you know, we just start talking about old time and just new shit. And I was cussing and, you know, yo, she didn't invite me to the wedding. Cause she was like, I don't like all that smoking weed and whatnot. Now I was hurt that my man didn't like, yo, take up for me, but he was like, dude, my wife is just really one of them straight laced type of people, and you was going in, man. You know how you you was just cussing and I need to work on that, man. I need to work on my potty mouth a little bit. I need cussing. And then another thing. And that's one thing, right? So yeah. I was like, oh man, for real. And I felt bad. I said, for real? Like, she was that offended? But I mean, she was like, yeah. She said, you called a woman abroad. You know, she's a real feminist. And she's like, why are you calling a woman abroad? And blah, blah. I said, damn, okay, yeah, that is wrong, whatever, you know. But damn, my boy, I was like, you know, she was like, well, that's the type of friends you have. And I was like, you know, I was like, come on. He's like, nah, I told him, like, I was like, yo, that's my friend. He's like, yo, I took up for you, man, but I thought she sent you an invitation. And he apologized. I'm like, man, when I found out you didn't, you know. And I was like, yo, you know. And I was like, man, I want to tell him, like, yo, I know first impressions mean a lot. And damn, I apologize, you know. And I don't want, like, I'm not gonna bring no weed all up in the church. What are you talking? You know what I mean? Just because you catch me smoking and because I have a business, like, I'm not bringing up in the church. What's wrong with you?
Pick us some Herbox t-shirts.
Yeah, you know. I wouldn't do it during the wedding. I would at least wait until the damn after party. But the second thing, man, and I'm owning my shit, right? I've been saying, man, that shit's gay. Like, I don't mean gay, like you gay. Like, that shit's whack, right?
Right.
I just say it. You know, man, nigga, them shoes is gay, dog. I wouldn't wear that shit. Man, that shit's whack. You know, just saying it. Been saying it, never think nothing of it. I really don't play the pause game. You know how niggas was like, yo, dude, shit, a homeboy came in my house, pause, you know, all that shit. I don't really do all that. No homo. I don't do that. Now I don't play that. I really don't play that. I, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I mean, but I don't play it, but I don't go all in with people and all that shit. Or sometimes I watch what I say, like, oh, that was kind of wild me saying that or whatever. But I do say shit is gay or something like that. Anyway, just cut a long story short, I said that. And the person said, man, are you that much of a homophobe? And I said, what? I said, this got nothing to do about being, I said, what are you talking about homophobe? I ain't say nothing about no homosexuals. What you talking about? I don't even really know no homosexuals. You know, really, you know, to be talking about it. And then the person challenged me and said, well, why do you, every time you always saying, oh, that's gay. Like, I mean, turn it around. What if they was like, ah, that's nigger. Or that's black, meaning that's whack. And I was like, oh, shit, you're right. And I was like, nah, but see, and then I thought about it and I said, you know what? I'm no different than some white person said, well, you got to be political. What's wrong with saying the word nigger? That's where, I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know what I mean? Or what's wrong with the Confederate flag? So I caught myself, right? I caught myself on two things. On the one, you know, I need to watch my mouth. That really ties me one. I need to watch me cursing so much. And I definitely need to back up and quit saying stuff is gay. And I don't mean nothing by it. I truly don't. Listen, I don't really care if two men, two women, they want to marry. That's none of my business. It's none of my business if a man and woman married. They married. What? You know what I'm saying? Congratulations. What? It doesn't bother me. It's not going to. I don't understand why people are so in a rut. Because it doesn't do anything. It's not stopping me. You see what I'm saying? If you are doing something that infringes. Now, listen. If you fooling with kids, that's a problem. Now, I got a problem with that. Okay? That's a problem. I stand on that. Things like abortion, not a big problem. And I have to admit, raise my hand up, I have been with a woman, we had an abortion. I'm not gonna lie about it, you know what I'm saying? I was young, and check this out. I had it in college, whatever. And 20-something years later, we met, we older now. And what I'm saying, we ran across each other. She called me. And like, yo, well, she got a hold, you know, I don't do Facebook. So she got a hold of somebody that knew me. And they was like, yo, such and such is looking for you. And you know, she called and we talked and chatted and blah, blah, blah. And I said, yo, I want to apologize. Like, that was, I didn't probably make the right decision. But at the time, I was just going with your decision. You know what I'm saying? I was just supporting your decision. I didn't say, hey, force was like, yo, you gotta have this abortion. Like, yo. I never did it. She was like, look, I don't really wanna have this. I was like, all right, you know, I'm just supporting. I remember it was some people picket lines. It's like, don't you all do it, don't do it. I mean, you know, get out of my face, man. You're like, you know, and I just walked in there with it. I was young, did not know, but I was supporting. Now, am I for it or against it? I think it's the woman's choice, right? A whole bunch of men trying to tell a woman what she should do and shouldn't do with her body is I don't think it's right. Now, I know this is a cannabis show. Let's roll with me here, what I'm trying to say. Just roll with me for a second. I'm finna get here, as the preacher say. I'm finna take it there. So, same way I can't govern another woman's body, same way we have to be respectful about everybody's choices when it comes to whether they're gay, you know, black, Hispanic, Asian, you know, whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I can't say, hey, man, that shit's gay. I can't say that. That's whack. Can't do that. Just as well as I got to wash my mouth, but just as well, she could have just invited me to the wedding and see that, yo, I'm not going to be smelling like marijuana. That's why you have vapes and edibles. I'm just saying that I wouldn't do that. And so I was just like, man, I have to watch what I do because people are watching you the way you carry yourself. So maybe the way I'm carrying myself is not coming out. Plus, it's also a reflection on my herb box. You know, and that's why I'm like, okay, if I'm going to go on YouTube, if I'm gonna make an appearance and boom, cracking the mic and talking, hey, that's different. But now you cracking the mic and you're doing visual. They're going to see the box. They're going to see you. And let me tell you, that comment section on YouTube, them motherfuckers go in on everything. They be like, yo, dude, you look, you know, I've been watching YouTube just on some garden tips, and this guy was talking, and he was like, hey, dumbass, talking to the camera, we can't see your face. You can hear what he's saying. He was showing you how to plant something, and they was dogging him because he's not talking into the camera, and he's showing you how to plant, and they was like, talking to the camera, we can't see your face. And I was like, he's showing you how to plant. Why do you want to see it? But they will get on you. So I want to make sure before we get on there, like, yo, we tight flight. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, hey, we got to be like tight flight security, Craig, of the world, Craig. So yeah, man, that was my whole little. I got hit with all of this, on top of, you know, I told you about my daughter with me. Listen. Man, being a father, being any type of parent, it's you getting, it's all type of stages. Just because once they turn 21, I think they become, it seems like they become independent / dependent, right? They pick and choose when they want to say, oh, I'm 21, I'm independent. Hey, daddy, can you give me half some money on the rent?
You independent, right?
Right. So they pick and choose. Hey, daddy, can you help me co-sign for me the car? You know, but then, you know, you tell them, hey, look, all this coming in and out late at night, you know, you need to at least call me, let me know. Daddy, I'm grown. I don't have to be calling in and, whoa, wait a minute. You wasn't just grown too bad. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you constantly are wrestling with something and trying to see. But I'm also trying to. I've been doing a lot of reflecting because I'm reflecting. Like, okay, when I was 21, I made my mistakes, and so I don't want to go into a beaten down type of period. You do what I say, blah blah blah. But yo, first of all, there's a respect line. Let's establish that. And it's respect on I'm trying to teach you that if you're at this is my house, you're gonna stay. You're not gonna stay. You don't need to be out all night long. Or you need to let me know where you're at. I still would like to know where you're at. Be accountable for something, for wherever you're at. Just be accountable for your actions, like, oh, hey, Dad, I'm staying late. I'm staying with friends. Okay, cool. You just let people know, just like a job. If you're going to be late, call them and let them know. Just don't walk in there and act like nothing ever happened. Have you ever seen people do that at work? they come late and they'll act like nothing's wrong. You be like,
looking at your hand.
Yeah, you be like, and they be like, hey, what's going on, man? How's everything? Yeah, and you like, dude, you're not gonna say. It's best that you say, call ahead, give a text. Nowadays, you got text message. Hey, I'm running a little late. I'm sorry. No excuse. Should have woke up early. I'll deal with the consequences. But I just wanted to let you know. Boom, person say, okay. You know what I mean? You know what it is. I'm glad you let us know. Hey, Brad said he's gonna be a little late. So guys, could you pick up Brad's little piece until he gets here? And then, you know, and Brad is stand-up dude. He say, hey, you know, come in. Hey, sorry I was late. I'll, you know, take the reprimand and who took my shop. Hey, man, listen, I got your lunch today. You picking up my thing. Yeah, appreciate that. Boom, that way you ain't got people on. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm trying to hopefully convey that to my daughter. I don't want to be this whole beat down, like, and like me, I had a conversation with my dude. We was talking about music, right? And he's, oh man, all these kids, Future got a song. How you gonna have a song? Miley Percocet, and that's number one. That's great, man. Got these kids using drugs. I said, dude, wait a minute. Biggie had 10 crack commandments. Was basically calling them to 10 crack commandments, taking it from the Bible of the 10 commandments, telling you how to sell crack. So you can't say, oh, he's the greatest lyricist of all and not see his faults on, yo, he's teaching you how to basically technology, just flood our community with drugs, and now you got this generation is gonna learn from that and doing that. It's the same way. You can't have the Beastie Boys have a song about Brass Monkey. That's a liquor. or shit. What's my man name from the 70s and 60s was in the group Cream, cocaine, he was in this plays the guitar, man, it's past my head now, it'll come to me. Damn, his son passed away. He had that song, When I See You in Heaven. It's driving me crazy. Anyway, so I was having him, you know, it's like all of a sudden we get older. Of course, we were young too. Yeah, it's not right. It's just music, man. That's all it is. We can take that stuff. You know, hip hop can be, man, people take it so passionate. Oh, they mumble and I hate when they say that. Listen, man, it's a new way, everybody can't have the same. What if we were still rhyming like hibbity, hibbity, hoppity, hibbity?
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Like, nobody's still rapping that way. And, you know, or saying rap. Like, nobody's doing that no more. So you got different dialects or different accents. So it's going to sound a little bit different. You know, I remember when what was that song not too long ago? Quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Hey, deuce man. Hey, quarter brick, half a brick, whole brick. Hey, always say. So you like, damn, you just gonna talk about drugs like this? You know, it was like, okay, you know, you're not selling that much. Or even Foxy Brown, when she was on The Firm and she broke down all the whole boom, boom, get a half a minute, flip this, boom. And the numbers, it was like, what is you talking about? Like, the numbers don't even, come on now. Like, we know Foxy Brown, you're not doing that. But that's where it's just music. It's just music. It's just like, we might as well, like, I don't like WWE wrestling, right? You like wrestling?
I'm not a big fan
either. But, you got to respect that. I mean, they have a storyline. People buy into it. It's $1 million business. Just like rap. Some people, you know, okay, this dude is not Pablo Escobar. He's just saying, he's giving you, he's just metaphorically speaking. Some of them say, man, some of them try to keep it so, so real that, listen, come on, man. This is, it's music. Okay, this guy doesn't write his rhymes. Hey, you know what? I'm quite sure fucking Elvis didn't write all his fucking raps or songs either. Well, hell, he stole some of them. You know? I mean, shit. I mean, so we shouldn't take that shit so, like, yeah, just, I gotta keep it real. Like, just.
You ain't ever sold nothing, bro.
Right, come on, man. You know, just, if you got a good song, you got a good song. You know? I mean, shit, it shows. Like, Rick Ross. Yeah, you can say whatever. Hey, he got good music. Okay, yeah, he was a correction officer. Got good music. I'm listening for music. Oh, he's not real. After you get so big, come on, how real can you still be? You're doing records now. I'm saying all that to say, what? Shit, I don't know where I went off at. I know, I went all the way to fucking crazy. Damn it. Oh, I said all that to say.
Say this.
I say, yo, okay. I'm chill with the potty mouth. I gotta stop. And I gotta stop. I didn't think I was a homophobe, a homosexual, what do they call it? Basher. I'm not, but I was using homophobic terms that is not cool. Cause you know what? Cause you think about it, if I'm selling a product, what gay person might smoke? It's like, man, that dude's always seeing gay this and gay that. He ain't cool. I ain't fooling with him. And then all of a sudden, people say, nah, we ain't messing with everybody. So I'm like, yo, whoa, I ain't got nothing against gay. Yeah, but you always seeing gay. I just say, that's just a slang. Well, that's not cool. Like, damn, all right. You know? But it's turned on the other foot because if somebody was seeing something against blacks, I'd be like, yo, that ain't even cool. Like, fuck Black Lives Matter. Yo, man, what you mean? Yeah, I said it. What the fuck you gonna do? You know, I'm like, oh, I'm not rocking with them. You know? And I would be the same way. So, yeah, I said all that to get to that point. Just whatever, whatever.
Polo to the float though, you already know though. It's Adamville for real, you see a hoe, just take a photo. I'm reppin' as on photo with a fofo on your brodo. Cause that dodo thought that he could rob a player for some dodo. Oh no, also Allen Temple, also England Manor. I'm so Misty Valley, and I got a couple pounds yesterday out of Cali. And my bad bitch from the valley bought me brand new Balance. And I'm playing with a no American dream, dusty road. Man, she been riding clean since her daddy rode on road. I done fucked up in every hoe, telling every hoe. I ain't fucked up with my wife, but if she meet her, might be a goat. Rip flap flashy, bitch don't I look dashy, bitch don't I look classy, bitch don't act so sassy. I'm the man, boo. That's with or without you. The hell with what your mouth say. Show me what that mouth do. Mouth.
I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say it lonely at the top, but it's the best shit ever. Hey, don't you see me out here shining, bitch? I'm barely flexing. I hear him talking hella reckless. I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press. Won't even address. They say it lonely at the top, but it's the best shit ever. And even if we die today, this shit gon' live forever. Live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fat sack with three X's. Fuck niggas hit the X's. No X's on my chest, but all these diamonds got me blessed. Usually I don't do this. Dumb it down, go stupid. Since 17, been counting M's. My bank account's on goofy. They said Cosby gave them Rufus. Now who know what the truth is? Chicago full of shooters. My garage is full of hoopers. Got that Southern drawl and all that. My pre-rolls look like ball bats. The sop got something to say, and all y'all niggas can't get y'all ball back. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call sacks? Daddy fat and a jaw never fall back. Like clocks in the wintertime, we stay eating like it's dinner time. Been feasting and cheaping and blowing big, but it ain't no reaper rhyme. We don't know the meaning of drought, cause we keep it so wet, boy, I swear not, it's been a while. Just speaking in general, boy, there is no formidable opponent or air nigga that won it. Pure uncut, never step on it. Line for line, dope when you wanna hit, you wanna hit. Mind the kind of give a nigga hope when they down and out. Nigga dig a hole so deep, ain't no climbing out.
Yeah, I hear him talking here, I'm reckless, I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press, won't even address. They say lonely at the top, but this the best shit ever. Hey, don't you see me out here shining, bitch, I'm barely flexing. I hear him talking hella reckless, I won't even stress. Just kill him softly with my press, won't even address.
Boom, chicky boom, 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 boom. That's my joint right there, boy. That's like go hard. Little old smoke break, man. Say, we're gonna hit y'all with some some grow chips. Compost tea. It's a must that you bust that compost tea. Compost tea, hey, you know what it is, man. Listen, get you some key ingredient is the molasses. Unsulfured molasses, you know, get it, boom. Now, put molasses, then they have the dry molasses, putting it just straight in your grow without water, just water molasses, go ahead and get you kelp, seaweed, brew that. All right, people say, get you a little old bag, put you some worm castings in there. Now, if you don't have a bubbler or whatever, air pump or air stone and all that, you don't want to pay all that. You don't want to plug it up, outside or whatever. Whatever you want to do, man. Listen, I'm not here to tell you. You don't have to do it. You can let it sit every, 12 hours or something before you go to bed. When you make it, stir it up, before you go to bed, stir it. Next day, stir it. You want to let it sit for a little bit long. I mean, it's still going to do what it's going to do. So, boom. If you got the air pump, let it go. So, it's all different types out there. Stream Garden has, they have some that's already in a bag that you can put in there. Gamut. It's one, you can do a chicken manure. It's a big old bag of chicken manure. You can get that $5.99, $8.99. Just a cup of that and 5 gallons of water. You can just dump that in there. Put some molasses, as I was saying, just sit it in there and just stir it up. It's going to do what it do. You just pour that can be your nitrate, That's what I do sometimes. I just pour it in there, let it sit, and go out there and turn it up. So however you want to do it, man. I'm not here to what's best for what. Sometimes I use air stone, sometimes I'm lazy. Or sometimes I just, whatever. I just try to see which one, so we'll figure it out. I might put it on my peppers, and one time I aerated, put it on peppers, where it goes better. So whatever. I noticed this though. I will say this. I know I told y'all a couple of things back about the club soda. Flat club soda, has a lot of potassium in it. I sprayed my peppers with it, and one of them, turned red. Now the rest of them green. The other one turned, I said, damn, huh. So the potassium might have pushed it over the top. I don't know. Now, as far as on my cannabis plant, on my little, remember I always say about a caregiver. So I'm growing right now some indica. I'm not a big indica smoker. That's not my thing. I'm more of a sativa. But I wanted to make some edibles. I want to make some lotions. I want concentrate it down, some coconut oil with it, so I can, you know, cook with it. I can serve people, like I said, be a caregiver, because it's a lot of people like, you know, and it's in the summer. You know, I was looking, hey, yo, I got some little old cookies. They might want to just chill out, or they might have some little, I don't know, whatever. But this particular plant is just going to be kind of just serve. It's truly organic, and it's not going to yield a lot. That's one thing. It's not going to yield a lot because it's organic. I don't have a lot of stuff pushing in. I got a lot of chemicals in it because I just wanted to see what to do with it. So anyway, that was a growth tip, man. Just a little bit on composting it and doing whatnot. Sound like I'm in a hallway or something. Is that me or is it just the headphone?
Probably just the headphone.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Feel like the background being in this room, but
yeah, we got some whack headphones. I need to get some better headphones. Like I said, I'm gonna step the game. You know what? I want to ask you this too. You notice, like, when people on the YouTube, when they doing their thing, like, they sound, sometimes the sound be good, sometimes the sound be down. But I noticed nobody has headphones on, so we can't be really having headphones on or nothing. We just got to be have a mic hanging or something like that.
What do you mean, YouTube podcasts?
Yeah.
They have loud, big speakers that they can hear what they're saying. I mean, even in a radio station, they have headphones on.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just asking shit. I don't know. I'm gonna lay it all out to someone, kind of lay it, get the green screens, and try to see. Cause your boy got the studio, right?
Yeah.
So definitely gonna check that out. So doing that shit. Shit, what's up? But anyway, man, we gonna coach y'all long. Again, we're gonna hit y'all. Probably I'll just load all these up. Go to one to one to one. Well, we got one coming up. Next week, like I said, we're going to do the whole anniversary thing, and we'll do something big. I don't know what, but do something. Just let everybody know it's an anniversary. It's our anniversary. Anniversary. Tomorrow. Anyway, man, we're going to sign on off and think, we ain't do no news or nothing.
Yeah,
really? I made a mistake on episode 31. I said Vermont. Nah, that governor shot that shit down. No, cannabis is here. So, sorry, Vermont. I thought y'all did, but it looked like he shot it down. So, I don't know. I think it's that just for recreational. I don't know.
I think the medical is still there.
So, I don't really know.
Hopefully.
So, man. L got me in a sleepy mode. This nigga ain't saying nothing laid back, relaxing. I'm getting relaxed. Yeah, shit. You know what? I would like some wine, though. I need, you know, my wine kick. This summer, man, I would encourage you all, man, this is the time. Guys, you know, this is Cannabis Show, and I'm on all over the day, all over the place. I done talked about a whole lot of shit, but let me tell you this. Dig this. I'm telling you. Go to a wine tasting this summer. If you don't have a girl, you know, your main lady, that's okay. Because there'll be many of them there. And let's say if you do, take it there. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. It's all good. What else I was going to tell you? Shit. That's it, man. I'm going to sign out this bitch. I'm going to sign out, man. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to start putting a nickel thing for the cursor for me. I'm going to try to chill out. I'm really, really trying to clean that up. So. I'll let y'all later, man. You got something here?
Nah, I don't have nothing. Just relax. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
By the time this come out, it was Memorial Day weekend. So we doing this on Memorial Day weekend. Well, so it'll be way ahead.
So you know, we wished you one way before it even happened. So, yeah.
Whatever. Peace.